Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast in the building tonight. You know what I mean? Got a special guest, man. I fuck with this beat. Listen, man, let me tell you niggas, man. I fuck with these niggas' energy, man. As an old head, if you want to call me old head, I like the young niggas' energy, man. Jack boy, man, drugs, rider. But, you know, in every crew, there's one guy that kind of stands out. No shit to the other brothers, so I fuck with all the Goonies, man. But there's always that one brother that stands out the pack. He has that it factor. Anytime I have a show here, niggas is always talking about this brother right here, man. Let me get the bro right in right quick, man. Jersey Twerk, man. What's good, my nigga?
Yo, good, dude.
What's poppin', my nigga? How you, brother?
All right, man. Shit, man. Maintain it. I ain't getting there. You already know shit.
Yes, sir. Twerk, man. Let's get right into this shit, my nigga. You and Ill Will, my nigga. Talk about it, brother. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling confident, man. Feel me? I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Now, would you say that obviously this is the biggest battle of your career, right? So far?
Yeah. I could say that.
Have you started writing yet, or how's the process going right now?
Yo, bring my bogeys out, bro. Say that again?
How's the writing process? You started writing yet, or?
No, I don't write, man. I'm getting that shit together, though.
Okay.
I'm getting that shit together. I don't do the pens, though. I don't do the pencils, the paper. I don't do none of that shit.
Hold on, Tony. You don't do none of that shit, my nigga?
Nah, I thought everybody knew that.
Hold on. I've heard you say a lot of things when hip hop is real, because I always shout out to Knowledge to God. Love them niggas. Hip hop is real. That's family right there. So, you just what? You don't that shit down, my nigga? You want some whole shit? Some little weird shit, my nigga?
Nah, I wouldn't even say all of that. It's just like, I feel like writing that shit down, like when you really think about it, bro, from that aspect, like it's harder to do that shit because, you know what I'm saying, you got to write this shit down. For one, if you're doing it with a pen or writing in your phone, that shit hurts your hand right on that shit. That's just one thing, right? That's a simple thing, though.
Right.
For two, you got to write this shit down. You got to remember it. Read the paper. You can't really perform right. While you practicing, you can't really perform. While you looking at a fucking phone or sheet of paper, like, you know what I'm saying? All of that shit is harder to do. And then for three, when you're on stage, you don't have no fucking paper. So when not writing your shit down and just wrapping it in your head and remembering, you're already mentally preparing yourself for not having no paper or no pad while you're on stage. You know what I'm saying? It's just an easier process to me. A lot of people think it's harder to not write, but I think the niggas that do write that shit down, they got it harder than the niggas that don't write they shit down like me.
Damn.
So, I mean,
I like how this nigga broke that shit down. Facts.
That shit is hard. Man, bro, like, writing, like, that shit is crazy doing all of that shit. Like, I just can't do it. Like, all them words and shit, that's too much. Now, don't get me wrong. If I'm fucking, like, if I got a battle and I done slacked off and waited till the day before or the day of to start getting prepared, then I might type in some shit on my phone. Like, I'll write, like, one key bar out of the four bars. That way I'll remember it that way. You know what I'm saying? But if I done prepped, like, days before or, you know what I'm saying, weeks before, I ain't no pen, no pad, none of that shit. I don't do none of that shit. Even a day before, I don't fully write shit. I might write like I got a four bars. I might write the one key word that'll make me remember all four bars. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga, that means you have to have a great memory then, Twerk, or some G shit, my nigga. Like, you gotta have a fucking.
So I remember my mother white Toyota Corolla being told when I was 2 years old. You know what I'm saying? I told my mom.
This thing got a memory like a motherfucker.
My mom was amazed. She knew, she remembered that shit. Like, my mom, when I was a little boy, like, My mom's car got repossessed. I was 2 or 3. White Toyota. I still remember this shit. I tell my mom that shit. She dropped her jaw when I tell her that, when I told her I remember that shit.
Let me talk about family right quick. I want to ask you, how does your, like, maybe moms or uncles or cousins or, you know, whatever in your family, how do they, your stardom, how do they take that, though? Like, damn, you know, my boy Twerk out here, and he got a big buzz because, yo, my nigga, I can attach the word stardom next to you, Twerk. Go ahead.
This shit with my family is, see, I live in VA, and, like, I don't have absolutely no family out here besides my mother and my little sister. Like, everybody else live in Jersey.
Right.
Or Florida, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no family out here whatsoever. So, but the whole stardom thing is, like, my uncle, Anthony Shelman, he was in the NFL, like, you know what I'm saying? My cousin just got drafted to the Timberwolves. My cousin Charles, he just went to the Timberwolves. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and then my little cousin, huh? My cousin Devontae Parker, he played for the Dolphins. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, my nigga. I'm a football fan, my nigga. I live in Miami. I'm a New Yorker, but I'm a Jets fan. Devontae Parker's
right.
Your fan, my nigga?
That's my cousin. His dad is Anthony Shelman. My mom's name is Alicia Shelman. My uncle's name is Anthony Shelman. That's his son. Devontae Parker is his son. You know what I'm saying? He ain't played a big part in his life, but... That's his. If you go on his page, you'll see my uncle Anthony Shelman. He used to play for the Saints. Anthony Shelman, you can look him up. You know what I'm saying? He took some money he wasn't supposed to, so he got kicked out of the NFL. He went to jail for like 2 years. So he fucked that shit up for himself. So, but his son Devontae Parker, that's my cousin. That's my blood cousin.
Wow.
You know his little brother Keyshawn, that's my cousin. Them is my people.
Mm.
Twerk,
you play sports as a youngin?
No, I played football when I was little, but man, I was getting into too much trouble, man, to stay in it. My focus was on all the wrong things, man, like girls and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't really too much of me, you know what I'm saying? I really was, like, you know what I'm saying? I was getting in fights here and there, but, you know what I'm saying? I was smartest out of school, like, my nigga, I was in theater arts, all types of shit, but my focus was just on girls, but, like, I always been...
You on your Playboy shit.
Right.
That's all right, my nigga.
My man sitting right next to me. You feel me? We went to the same school, right. My man Lino. But I got expelled from school from getting head in the bathrooms. You feel what I'm saying? Like, on some shit like that. Like, I was just always, and then, like, I always stood out in everything that I did. Like, you feel me? Everything that I did, I was just always that guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I made sure that I was never a follower, like, you know what I'm saying? I was always a leader type of nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? But I would use that kind of power in the wrong ways, steering people the wrong type of ways, like doing what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? If I would have stayed and did my work and, you know what I'm saying, did this and that positive shit, people would have followed me and did positive shit. But I took that type of power and used it the wrong way. And, you know, that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's why I ain't really stay in sports. My interest was every fucking way, man.
But you doing something positive now, though, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
you
fact.
Really
that's
out here, bro.
That's a fact. It's about time, man. That's a fact.
When did you start getting into battle rap, or did you do music first? How does that work? Like, niggas do music first,
and they started
battling? How does that work for you?
I did music first. You know what I'm saying? I was taking my music pretty serious, though. Like, I was doing music, you know what I'm saying, putting money in the studio time, but it just didn't get me nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It just, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't getting me, like, fucking nowhere. So, neither was battle rap. You know what I'm saying? And up until now, I never took battle rap serious. Even getting on URL, I still didn't take this shit serious, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't until recently, like, this shit clicked. Like, this shit is professional. Like, I got to be on a professional level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all them battles, like, a nigga has never seen me at 100%. Like, no battle. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I never took this shit serious. And that's for anybody that know me around me, anything. See, I prep 2 days, 3 days before the battle and smoke a nigga. You know what I'm saying? On some shit like that. It wasn't until when I battled Mike P, I figured, like, I can't do that shit no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because this professional level. Like, I got 16 battles and 5 of them on the URL, which means I had 10 battles. I had 11 battles before I got to the URL. You know what I'm saying? And all them battles, like, I was never really taking this shit serious. Even when I found out Forbes was coming to watch me battle, I was not even going to do that shit until niggas told me they was going to pay me. I was like,
wow.
I ain't give a fuck about Norbs coming. I ain't give a fuck about that shit. My lead owner said,
tell you,
I didn't give a fuck about that shit. I was focused on getting some type of money, like, you know what I'm saying?
When I spoke to Norbs, when you first got on the scene, my nigga, he was like, bro, I got a diamond in the rough. I said, who are you talking about, fam?
That battle, he wigged the fuck out when he came in. You would have seen that. The camera don't even justify this shit. Like, I wigged the fuck out in that building. Like, I had that shit rocking.
That's
the performance yesterday.
The Mike P battle, obviously that hasn't dropped yet. And, you know, I got to watch the pay-per-view, and we didn't get to see that. And I heard you on Champion. Shout out to my bro, Jay Black, and Vida Fly, and Tech Nine and Brothers over there at Champion right quick. I heard you briefly talk about that. How did you feel going into the battle? Obviously, that's the first time you're on an Irving Plaza stage, my G, real quick in your career. You know what I'm saying? When the battle comes on cam, do you think it'd be different? How you feel about the whole battle before we see it, obviously?
I told
you, got to see
this
it first, but how you...
This time I'm gonna break this down to you, right?
Okay.
So I'm gonna go into full detail about this battle, right? So
all right.
First of all, I battled Clean Paper. I'm 30, right?
3-0.
Maybe 3 days later, they hit me about the Mike P shit, and I got maybe I want to say 3 weeks, 2 weeks to prepare. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's enough time. Like, even Ill Will, like, I didn't find out I was battling Ill Will until like a day before the trailer dropped.
Wow.
I just found out I was battling Ill Will literally a couple days ago. You know what I'm saying? And that
gotcha.
Leaves me with it, but that's enough time before a nigga like me, before I got to this point, I didn't take advantage of time. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like I worked better under a sense of urgency. So back to the Mike P shit, you know what I'm saying? I had maybe 3 weeks, 2 weeks to prepare. And you feel me? I wasn't fucking around. I was fucking around. You know what I'm saying? I'm in training at the time, so I'm running around doing this, doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I maybe think of a few bars here and there, like, you know what I'm saying? But the shit I was coming up with was crazy. So mind you, I get to New York, get in my hotel. I got a first and a second round. Done. And they fire. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no third, like, at all. All I got is a strapped in. Nothing to build up around the shit. So I do my third that night before the battle. And that morning, I got to the venue kind of late. They calling me because I wasn't about to pull up there with just no third round. You feel me? So
right.
I'm still getting this shit together. So I get there, find out we going up first. I'm like, oh, fuck. So, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. So I get there, go behind stage. They call us out. Call my P out first. He get his applause. They call me. The niggas go crazy. You know what I'm saying? So my P go first. He's wigging. He's doing this fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's wilding, like. He start the shit off with some shit like, what he say, something shoulder muscle that he said, tonight you get a halo, that ring on your nose about to float above you. Like, niggas go crazy. Like, he's wildin'. You know what I'm saying? So I go. He stops. I go. The first thing I say was, I said, don't take none of this personal, Mike. It's all business. You had an hour-long video talking about me, and it was marvelous. So as for my success here on the URL, you played a part in it. You had my back, and I walked past him. I say, but now you're going to have to part in it. Niggas go crazy. And from that, I just get the wigs on this movie. Like, I'm wilding, bro. Like, one of the best first rounds I ever did, wilding on them. I get the bounce in the crowd going crazy.
Hold on. Better than your first against Clean?
It was better than my first against Clean. My first against Clean. Like, better, because I felt like it was just more on a professional level, because the beginning of my bar wasn't even, the beginning of my, the opening of my first round wasn't even no complex bar shit. It was just one of those you know what I'm saying, veteran kind of move. Even though I'm a rookie, this is my rookie year, I'm a rookie in this shit, you know what I'm saying? But I pulled a veteran move of not even opening the round with some crazy bar shit, you know what I'm saying, and just saying what I did and the relevance it had to it, because Mike P really got an hour-long video literally just talking about me, you know what I'm saying? So I capitalized off it. You know what I'm saying? I was waking on the same. First round, I took the first. You know what I'm saying? He goes, his second round kind of is not better than his first round. I don't want to say it's lackluster, but it's all right. He got a good second round. He got a 30-second round. I go again. I feel like my second round was kind of the same way, but just enough to beat him. I feel like I edged the second round. You know what I'm saying? Third round, like my first two rounds, fire. His first two was fire. I feel like I took both two rounds. You know what I'm saying? First round, second round. We get to the third. Mind you, I'm telling you, like, I just made up my third last night. You know what I'm saying? The night before that. So, and this nigga's third is ridiculous. Best shit I ever heard Mike P spit, period. So even if I didn't choke in his third, I was not about to beat this third round that he had. I was losing this round regardless. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I was not going to beat that third round that he had, regardless whether I choked or didn't choke. I was not going to beat it. But I do go, you know what I'm saying? My round is okay. I'm spitting, you know what I'm saying? I get to my strap then, and I forget this shit. So I jerseyed it. I say Jersey. I get past that. I clap you in the coma, and then I get to, I said some shit, get pistol whipped. Last thing you seen was a mean blicker. This fucking smack rappers like Queen of the Ring bitches, and then I show. I forget everything after that. I say Jersey. The nigga smack like, nah, bro, go, bring it back, go. I bring the shit back and still forget it. So it was just bad. It was real bad. It was a bad choke. And I feel like people gave Mike P the battle based upon the fact that I choked on the strap then, and it was so bad. So,
is that the first time that's happened in your career?
Say it again?
Well, the first time. I think it's the first time you ever choked, though. Even in your old battles that I watch you when you was in the Jersey Battle League, I never seen you choke or hear you about choking. So this might be the first time that you caught a writer's block, not writer's block, but just a brain fart in a sense.
On the strap thing, yeah. I done choked before, but that was just the worst choke I've ever had. Like, that shit was bad. It was real bad, and especially the fact that it was on the strap thing. Like, that shit was bad. And that shit was bad. So, but then again,
so
when the battle dropped, but like I said, I feel like I took them first two rounds, and a lot of people in the building were saying I took the first two. But when the battle dropped, it's the fact that I choked that made it so bad that people were saying the nigga 30 me. The nigga Mike P got on blog saying he 30 me. He won every last round. So now everybody anticipating this battle, waiting for me to lose, waiting
That's
to
true.
See me get
That's
killed
facts.
So badly that
yeah.
when it dropped, that when it drops and they see that that wasn't the case, who wins the battle? When you go into that battle, looking at, like, okay, I'm trying to see. They said he died. He got 30. I don't see this. Who wins the battle? You know what I'm saying? So, like, Mike P fucked this up. I stay solid the whole time. Nobody ever heard me saying nothing about this battle. Like, I wasn't ever even speaking on this battle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wasn't talking. Like, people, the only time you ever heard me talk about this battle is when I was asked to. I don't talk about this
right.
battle. Like, Mike T hopped on all type of interviews saying he 30 me and he did this and he did that. And when it come out, he fucked himself up because none of that actually happened. This battle was neck and neck until the third round.
But let me ask you a question, Twerk. Is there a part of you now that feels like, being that you're battling ill will, that you're going to take whatever didn't work in the Mike P battle to the ill will battle, make sure that your eye, I think it's talking that crazy shit, I got 30, I'm going to show you what time it is? You got that edge on you?
I mean, like, as far as speaking on it, no, I'm not. I'm past that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That battle was behind me. But as far as feeling like I have to redeem myself. Yeah, that's definitely what this one is about. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people felt like the Double Impact shit was for me to redeem myself, but it wasn't, because that shit wasn't me by myself. That was me and my peers. Like, this one is definitely the one that I got to redeem myself on. Like, yeah, I'm back. Like, this is me right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm solidifying my spot. Like, this is one of those. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even really, you know what I'm saying, too heavy on the trash talk. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I've never seen you trash talk or interviews. Even when I've interviewed you twice here before, you never trash talk. I see you all the time when hip-hop is real or 15 minutes of fame. You seem like a humble brother. You punch in.
I've never really been about thing. Like, as far as especially before battles, just all the shit talking, that was really never my thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can joke around. Like, I might crack jokes and shit, but as far as talking about, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to do this, that. I don't know. It was just never really my thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't come to just rap, though. I be coming to win. I'll be trying to win. That's what I be focused on. I like that talk. Word, bro. I be worried about, like, even with URL, bro. One thing some people don't even know about me, and you can ask URL this yourself. They don't even send me no deposit, bro. I tell them niggas, I'm going to grab that shit at battle time. After battle over.
Damn.
And I know everybody get a deposit. Niggas be like, yo, you could talk to Beasley, talk to Pete. I don't even,
right.
They be like, yo, niggas, you could ask them about this. Or this one, what I'm telling you is facts. I be telling them niggas, bro, nah, I don't want the deposit. I'll get that shit when I get out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, this shit different over here. Like, so you know the shit ain't really, this shit ain't about the money. Yeah, it's good to get paid, but you know what I'm saying? I be coming to win, bro. I don't be thinking about, oh, having a classic or none of that funny shit. If you choke, I'm happy to tell you too. Word, I'm glad you choke. I'm not like, oh, nah, I want this shit to be no classic. I ain't worried about no fucking classic. I'm trying to win. Because if a nigga battle me and choke, that's good. Motherfucking, like,
I think it said it's good.
I seen motherfuckers saying 3-0, and Brad say, nah, chill out. Man, fuck
against
that.
I guess it will.
I'm a hype that shit up. Hell yeah, 3-0. I don't give a fuck about that good sportsmanship shit, man. I ain't no good sportsman, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't give a fuck about that.
I ain't gonna hold you, son.
Hell nah, bro. If I lose, I'm mad. Like, I'm mad, bro. If I lose, I'm mad, bro.
But Torque, does that feeling you have because you play sports, and I play sports back in the day too, so that kind of that competitive side of us, that, yo, we don't want to lose, my nigga. Fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Is it football? I don't know if it's sport, but I think it might just be like a testosterone thing, bro. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying, masculine type of thing. Like,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, niggas want to be the alpha male in every type of situation. Like, I want to be the big dog. Like, whatever I do, I got to stand out. Like, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter what the fuck I'm doing. I got to be that nigga. I got to be the guy. You know what I'm saying? And I just got to dominate. And whatever the fuck I do, I got to dominate. Like, fuck that shit, bro. Like, I'm very competitive. Like, I don't be coming here to fucking have no classic battle with you. I'm trying to beat you. You know what I'm saying? And then it's crazy because I don't even if I smoke a nigga, I don't talk no shit. I take that shit for what it's worth. Like, that's my own private trophy. Like, I you know what I'm saying? That's my own accomplishment. Like, yeah, I whoop that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But niggas want to see me hopping on blogs like, yeah, I fucked that nigga up. Ooh, I don't be doing none of that shit.
Right.
Even though that's how I feel, I don't be doing that shit because it's just not my thing. It's never been my thing. That's just me, bro.
Let me ask you about Ill Will. What did you think about Ill Will before they proposed this battle to you? Were you maybe not a fan, but you watch his battles? You fought with him? You rocked with him?
I was definitely a fan of Ill Will. I feel like he's progressing. Like, I, cause you know what I'm saying, these are people that I don't watch, like, way before I got on Smack, all that shit. So, know what I'm saying? I don't watch his progression. You know what I'm saying? He just get better. Every time he get better. Like, he learning. You know what I'm saying? He get knocked down. He still come back. And he one of them niggas that can take it on the chin. Like, he can afford to lose. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I don't think he can afford to lose this one. This is not one that he can afford to lose. Because there's a lot.
But Torque, to be fair now, well, they can say the same thing about you, though, little bro. They can say the same thing. Like, I think both of y'all.
That's a fact.
Right.
That's a fact. I can't afford to lose this battle. But it's more that he beat me than me beating him. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I beat him, that's real bad for him. You know what I'm saying? That's real bad for him. Especially when he's coming in. Like, I'm still a rookie. These niggas established best. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just the fact, that I'm not even too much. I'm maybe an underdog, but not too much. Like, I don't see a lot of people feeling like I'm going to be there with.
Twerk, your phone sound kind of staticky, brother. I tried the last part didn't get it. My bad.
I said, can you hear me?
A little bit, but it sound kind of staticky.
Oh, that's right. I should be acting up, but it's about to die. My son, he said, I'm going to go throw this shit on the charger while I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, you good now. You good. Just sound a little staticky. That's all. Than before. But, let me ask you a question. Your stardom, are you surprised how fans gravitated you so quickly, though? Twerk. Hold on. Let me see. His phone was acting kind of funny, y'all. Let me see. Hold on here. This call drop. Let me see if he's gonna call. Probably gonna call back in, y'all. Yeah, but I'm enjoying this conversation with New Jersey Twerk, man. I fuck with the young boy, and you hear himself saying that him and Ill Will, like, this is gonna be crazy because Ill Will can't afford to lose, and you hear Twerk talking about the battle with him and Mike P. Hopefully that comes out before the 29th, before Born Legacy Supreme comes out. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if Twerk gonna call back in. Hold on, yeah. Maybe a call back in. Yeah, but I don't feel Twerk can't afford to lose his battle, especially if we get to watch him and Mike P battle, and all of us are having a conversation about that he lost that battle. I don't think he could afford to lose this battle. I think Ill Will also, because he's the veteran, and I think Twerk was trying to say that before his phone was getting kind of staticky there, that he's the veteran, that he's the favorite, and I think Twerk is acknowledging that, yo, this nigga is the veteran. He's supposed to beat me, maybe, you know. But I did a show the other night, and a lot of people fucking with Twerk. Some people feel Twerk is going to beat Ill Will. My boy, Sean, who does a show with me here, he definitely got Ill Will winning that battle. I'm going to go with Twerk. I'm just going to pick Twerk to win the battle. And I'm going to tell Ill Will the same thing if I speak to him. So nothing I'm going to say that's different. But who am I? I'm just a person that does a show. So my opinion don't really matter. These niggas still have to go in the ring and get it popping. You know what I mean? So let me see if Twerk will come back on. I wanted to talk to him about the Goonies, Rome DMV, merchandise. You know what I mean? Let me see if he got a call back in. Hold on. Back on live, man. Got to get the homie back on like quick, man. Twerky, what's good, man?
Yeah, my fault, bro. My shit.
Nah, you good, fam. You good, my nigga. You good, man. Now, the last part you were saying about Ill Will, I heard you saying about, I guess you were acknowledging that he's the favorite going into the battle.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
As far as me being an underdog, like, you know what I'm saying? I understand that. Like, that's only right, like. I'm saying, dude's an established vet, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, I'm still a rookie, you know what I'm saying? So, that's only right. I don't be tripping about it. Shit is
right. Right, right. Let me ask you a few questions here, man. Your stardom, are you surprised that fans have gravitated to you so quickly, my nigga? Like madness strapped in, like every that's part of niggas' vocabulary, my nigga. That's part of niggas. That's in the fucking battle rap dictionary now, my nigga.
I just feel like, I wouldn't say surprised. I feel like when it first started happening, it was just that bit overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to get used to it now. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, I don't know, bro. It's like I told, not even just in battle rap, bro. And a lot of shit I did, like I was that guy, like not even being on no, you know what I'm saying? No boasting or no bragging shit, but like
right.
Throughout my life,
it's real shit.
Like damn, everything I ever did, bro. Like to football, to art, to theater class, anything I ever did, bro. I always stood out. Like you know what I'm saying? I always stood out in anything. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to battle, it just transferred to battle rap. Like you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Like a lot of the shit that comes with it is definitely shocking. Like when I see little kids, you know what I'm saying? People, adults sending me their little kids watching my videos, like shit like that. That shit is heartwarming. You know what I'm saying? Like that's definitely coming as a surprise. Like you know what I'm saying? I embrace it all, and then like. For the fans to know that, like, cause I feel like it must be these battle rap niggas that be feeling like they so holy, like they so holier than thou or something. Like they just be so Hollywood that when people see me and see that I interact and I don't be on no corny shit like just today, right? A dude that be on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? He be showing me mad love, you know what I'm saying? He in VA. I throw him the address to where I'm at. Come kick it with me. I'm fucking with him today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, and
wow.
Then they see shit like that. So they gotta be these better at niggas thinking they Barack Obama or something. Like, I don't be understanding. Because when a nigga like me interact, it's something crazy new to them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just glad at the fact that I feel like I'm putting that field back into this rap battle shit because. I don't know what the fuck it is, but these niggas must be on some corny shit to feel like a nigga can't touch them or some weird shit. I don't know. The fans, they just be, I don't know what it is, bro.
You know what it is, Torrey? Let me show you a prime example.
I'll never be on
when that. When your Goonie Brothers, Ryder, and Jack Boy was battling Team Homie, right? And then you just came out the cut. So I'm watching this shit on pay-per-view, right, fam? So you come out the cut. Twerk coming, I'm like, ah, shit, here we go. And that's just, and I'm pretty sure you asked the average fan was in the building or watching on pay-per-view Twerk. We all felt the same. I'm like, ah, shit, here come Twerk. And it's, like you said, you stand out, my nigga. You stand out like a motherfucker, man. The Goonie Brothers, man. Listen, what I like about you niggas seem not to give a fuck about nobody. Y'all ain't taking no prisoners. Y'all don't give a fuck about y'all respect the vets. We ain't going to sit and bow down to you niggas because you was there before us.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas kind of remind me of NWO, my nigga, back in wrestling, my nigga. Your Goonies, how you feel about your squad, man? Because y'all niggas right now, name is everywhere. Football players talking about y'all. I mean, Jesus Lord, my nigga.
That's a fact. I love my niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't say, to be totally honest, I feel like Battle Rap definitely bought us closer because I can't really say that we was really hanging out and shit before this shit, but the fact that it did bring us closer in the relationship that we have with each other now, it's like it seemed like we done knew each other for a long ass time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck Ryder and Jack. Like Jack boy, he was just staying in my crib for 3 weeks straight. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Then I got other homies that's coming on to the scene. And these dudes that I done known for about, damn near, almost 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And like, because before Goonies came along, I was in a group called Up North La Familia. You know what I'm saying? I'm still in that. But they just not on the URL's team yet, so it's not so much relevant or everybody don't know about it. But when these dudes get on the scene, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be another thing, like, you know what I'm saying? But as far as Jack Boy and Ryder, man, like, them some talented niggas, man. Like, and I'm just proud to see them, you know what I'm saying, just blossom, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm, I'm just proud to see the moves that they're making, man. They ain't, you know what I'm saying? Especially being at the stature that we, in the exposure that we getting, we didn't hop into this battle rap shit and jump on a nigga team. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
Ryder did get in Cage Gang, but you know what I'm saying? I can't really knock him for that shit. But as far as me, Jack, we got into this shit. We didn't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? We got into this shit and we said we were gonna make our own shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question, man. You, Rome DMV, man. Why does he get all the beat up that he does? I can't. As an OG, I'm not gonna beat up on that young brother, man. I can't do that. Why do you feel he gets the flag? People saying, why is he our manager? Da 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 da. What is his role with y'all with the Goonies?
People say that because they don't know the behind the scenes. Like,
right.
Rome plays a big important part in the shit that we got going on. Like, from respect. Like, he plays a big part in this shit. Whether it's financially, because Rome gonna go and get that money, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I'm gonna keep it real with you. Rome gonna go and get that money. So he
a Twerk, let me tell you, I'm gonna cut you off, Twerk. I respect that little nigga's hustle game. I ain't gonna front. I respect that little nigga's hustle game. He got niggas always coming at his neck, but he still push on and do what he gotta do and say, fuck y'all. Y'all wanna hail me? I'm still gonna do me regardless. Mm.
And he don't be giving a fuck about that shit, bro. He don't give a fuck about what I'm up for. As long as his thing is, as long as the nigga's talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's good or bad,
right.
He's talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rome, like at Double Impact, niggas threw rags and all that shit. Rome, none of that money came from out of our pockets. You know what I'm saying? The shirts and shit that's being made, I'm going to just keep it way funky. We not buying none of that shit. We not going out getting none of that shit made. All that shit is wrong. Them search niggas wearing on their backs, Rome did all of that. You know what I'm saying? How we get back and forth to New York, Rome do all of that. You know what I'm saying? Rome do all of that shit. That's Rome.
You gotta salute that nigga, man. I know you get beat up, my nigga, but Twerk breaking it down to me right now, bro. I gotta salute you, my nigga. Even niggas might not like him, but Twerk is keeping the extra tall on what the brother
that's
does, and you gotta respect that, man.
That's a fact, bro. Rome, that's a hard working nigga, bro, regardless of what anybody got to say about him, bro. You know what I'm saying? I done came to Rome crib, right? Hop on his live, left with about $150 just for them motherfuckers donating to him. And for me being on his live, he'll split the shit down with me. Like, Rome, like, that's a hard working nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's some real nigga
shit. Like, niggas, we don't be like, bro, when you see all of this shit, like, postings, all of that shit, Rome get us there. Them Al Capone sponsors, Rome hooked that shit up. That'd be Rome doing that shit from behind the scenes. And niggas would have never know that because he don't take the credit for it. You know what I'm saying? He don't be out in the open like,
right.
Yeah, I do this, I do that, I do that. It's just a nigga like me that see what he doing and want to do, you know what I'm saying, want him to get acknowledged for it. You know what I'm saying?
So
niggas can say whatever the fuck they want to say about Rome, bro. I respect Rome, bro. You know what I'm saying? I literally just left from Rome crib. Like, the nigga just dropped me off about an hour ago. And so that's my gangster, man. I fuck with Rome.
Merchandise, my nigga. When we get merchandise, man, when we get Madness shirts, you don't think, I mean, as big as your stardom is, young brother, you don't think you should be getting merch out here, my nigga?
Yo, I was.
I'm copping.
All right, so I'm gonna keep it. All right, I'm gonna keep this tall with you too, right? So I was doing this shit, and I'm just for selling. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason I stopped doing it is because like the math. For one, the math seemed kind of off. I was doing it with this dude named Brian Dolby. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. He was making the shirts, screen printing, and sending them out. But when this shit was all said and done, it was like I was saying like $6-7. You know what I'm saying? Which might be right, you know what I'm saying? Even when I did the math, like, I ain't even gonna say it might be, but it was right, you know what I'm saying? But I just felt like off the strength of my name and shit getting sold off of me and a nigga buying a t-shirt for $40 and I'm in the back end, I'm only seeing $6 from it. I was dubbing that shit. And then plus, on top of that, the money was sent to my PayPal and I couldn't get it for 21 days. Like, that shit was just retarded. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was fucking with it. Came around. It was just more of a marketing brand to the fact that
And then we had somebody who was experienced like Rome to do it for us, you know what I'm saying, and he's trustworthy. You know what I'm saying? We don't be knowing the people that hit Rome up. Rome tell us, yo, this dude hit me today, this dude hit me today. You know what I'm saying? And we would never even know if Rome was, didn't tell us, because they, and on all the flyers, they say hit Rome D&D up. That's all he's doing. The flyers for the shirts, all that shit. He paid for that shit. He get a screen. He putting his own money out of his own pocket that nobody is giving him into that shit. And he's making that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, they might hit Rome up for customized shit. Say, if they don't want just Goonies, they might want, or I'm strapped in, or whatever quote they want, and he'll get that shit done and send that shit out. You know what I'm saying? So, that's back to Rome. Like, he played a big part in that shit. So, and when I was doing this shit with a dude named Brian Dolby, I didn't know this nigga from a can of paint. You know what I'm saying? I just seen a lot of people requesting it. He hit me up like, yo, I do shirts for Chef Trez, and you know what I'm saying? And Chef Trez vouched for the nigga. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was cool, but I just didn't know him, bro. So the trust really wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? Doing the math.
And once you don't have the trust, though, Torque, you don't have the trust, though, it's kind of hard to rock with a nigga like that, though, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. And I trust Rome. Like, you know what I'm saying? I trust Rome. Even with my PayPal now, like, I just sent that nigga some bread off my, because I don't got no bank account and shit. So I could feel comfortable sending the nigga $500 out my PayPal and like, yo, just give me the cash when the shit, when you can get it off your shit. I can trust the nigga to do some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it just be shit like that, man. That's why I really I be getting tight when niggas be, you know what I'm saying, trying to downplay the nigga wrong. Like,
yeah, I don't do that. Yeah, I don't shit on wrong. No reason for me to shit on that young brother, man. Are you rookie of the year? Landslide, clear cut, rookie of the year. Come on, Torque. You gotta be humble. I'll say it for you, my nigga. Torque, I'll say it for you. Yes, you are. Okay.
I would say it's out of me and Av. Came in a year after Av, right?
Nah, you came in a year after Av. Av was last year.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, of course. I'm rookie of the year. Like, yeah, I ain't nobody. That's a fact. If it was, I would still say it was me, but it'll be a debate.
Right.
It'll be up for debate. You know what I'm saying? But of course, though, like, I don't see nobody else, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody else really making no noise like that.
That's all you, brother. Nah, I think you're unanimous.
It's not their fault. Like, niggas don't be getting the looks that they need. Like, if niggas was getting the looks that they need, they would be excelling too. You know what I'm saying? I feel like URL, for some reason, they push me more than they push everybody else. And I ain't complaining. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful.
But
I feel like Louise, Snake Eyes, you know what I'm saying? If they got their just due, they would excel as well.
But I think what's ill to work is you're acknowledging that URL pushes you and maybe not the other brothers. Is it, once again, going back to that it factor, that no shade to the other brothers,
oh, yeah, of course,
but you might stand out a little bit more than niggas?
No doubt about it, bro. Like, why do you think, and it's not even on no bragging shit, but why do you think niggas do 3 PGs without even touching the stage? My first battle was on the stage. You know what I'm saying? It was a PG, but it was on the stage, and I didn't do 3 of them shits.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not even on no bragging shit. But sometimes, like, I be feeling like niggas, like as far as the best, and certain niggas, like, they like to discredit you, but the rap sheet, bro. I'm a new nigga, but I'm making moves. Then. I ain't saying no. I've been on like the last 6 cars, bro. And then when you think back again, right? I got into this shit August of last year. It ain't been a whole 12 months. I done did 6 battles. Niggas don't do 6 battles in 1 year on URL. That shit don't even happen.
Especially niggas young cat.
Niggas got about 4 battles on URL. I got 6 in a year, bro. Not even 12 months. It ain't even been 12 months. It'll be 12 months August of this year. Say it again.
Jesus.
July 29th. It was. New York and Brooklyn. Shit, who's? You got me on Facebook or Instagram?
Nah, I follow the SBA.
Oh,
York. That's a fan talking to you?
Yeah, my fault, bro. It's at the
hall. No, that's cool. That's a fan talking to you?
July 29th. All right, my nigga, holla at me. Say it again, bro.
Hold on, Torque. The nigga you was talking to right now, was that a fan or somebody you knew?
Nah, he was a fan.
Hold up, my nigga. Hold on. How that just happened? How that interaction just happened, my nigga? He just ran up on you?
I'm walking to the gas station. He was in his car getting gas. He's about to pull off.
Is that the first time that's happened to you where a nigga just ran up on you in the hood and just be like,
yo? Hell nah, bro. That shit happened all the fucking time. Huh?
Wow.
Like a highlight or something. Come on. Hey, that shit happened. That shit happened a lot, bro. Yo, my shit might hang up on you, bro.
Let me ask you two more questions. Two more questions before you go. Summer Madness. Are you going to be on something? You don't got to tell me the opponent, but do you see yourself on Summer Madness?
Man, I'm on Summer Madness. If I ain't on Summer Madness, I'm calling Herbal Pie.
That's madness. Hold on. If you ain't on Summer Madness, that's madness.
Madness.
Pause, nigga.
If I ain't on Summer Madness, I'm calling up Urban Plaza with a bomb threat, yeah. I ain't saying I'm gonna blow this shit up, but I'm gonna call that shit with a bomb threat. I'm gonna clear that shit out.
One last thing, Twerk, before you go. I know you bigged up this guy a lot since you've been in the scene, and you showed this man enough respect. But my nigga, I don't want to see you in Prez Mafia battle, my nigga. No shade to Prez Mafia.
A lot of people,
I don't want to see that.
A lot of people saying that shit now, man. They don't
want to
see it no more.
My nigga, you were right there. I seen your face. You were right there when he battled Cortez. When you in the back in the cut, watching that shit live.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yes, it was bad. But Twerk, man, I appreciate you rocking me, my nigga. If your announcement with you and whoever Summer Madness, I gotta get you back up here, my nigga. I appreciate you, bro, young brother, for real, my nigga.
You already know, bro. You already know. Anytime. All right. Bro, my fault for getting back so late. So we had a lot of shit going
Twerk,
on.
It's all right, man. You got mad shit going on, brother. For you to take your time to fuck with me this long, I appreciate you, brother. You know what I'm saying?
You already know, bro. Anytime, brother. Just hit me.
All right, brother. Be easy, man.
All right, my nigga.
That's what it is, y'all. New Jersey Twerk, man. Fuck with the young boy, man. PSA motherfucking podcast.